In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about what is working right now on Instagram. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel, and I'm excited to talk a little bit about Instagram today because Instagram has always been the platform that I've had probably the greatest love-hate relationship with. It's something I go back and forth on. Most of the time I feel kind of like, about Instagram, but we have figured out some things that are really working well. But let's talk a little bit about how to know who to take advice from. And I'm going to share with you guys a tool. And I know I talk about this a lot, but I think this is really helpful. Anytime that someone is talking about their strategies for Instagram, I like to, generally speaking, look up their Instagram handle using a tool that's totally free called Social Blade. And the reason that I love to use Social Blade is because that way you can see exactly what they're doing behind the scenes. So for example, and I just looked up my account, you can literally see over the last 30 days exactly how many followers I've gained or lost on every single day. Like if we look at the averages over the last 30 days, I've gained 134 followers per day, which is kind of cool. It's just continual growth, which to me, it doesn't change much. It more just means like, oh wow, the progress is happening. I'm reaching more people. I'm supporting more people. I'm doing some really good work, if that makes sense. And so you can look and see if someone is growing or if they're not. And I'll just be honest with you guys, there are a lot of people who teach Instagram, and there are two different trends that you can see on their Instagram that I would just say be careful about. The first is if you see that someone is continually losing followers every single day for the last 30 days or even for the last few months, time after time after time, that's a really good indication that maybe they're using some of the older strategies for Instagram. There's nothing against that, but it's just a sign that they're maybe not growing. So take everything that they share kind of with a grain of salt. The second big thing that I want you to look for behind the scenes is unnatural spikes in growth. And when I'm talking about unnatural spikes in growth, I'm meaning if there was like a 1 day growth period that is extremely outside of the norm, I'm talking like 100,000 followers, 60,000 followers in a given day or week, you can kind of see, okay, there's some signs of unnatural growth here. Now, that's not to be confused with like a high month or something that's doing well. For example, through Social Blade, you can see how often someone's posting. And oftentimes, if you look at their weekly media uploads, if their weekly media uploads have increased in the same time period that there's a spike in growth or more growth, that's oftentimes a good sign that they just increased their schedule and the amount of content that they put out there, and they're trying new strategies. So if you see that, that's a really good sign that they're testing new things, trying new things, finding things that are working. But if you notice that it seems like there's a pattern of every few months there's a huge spike of 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 followers, which you can oftentimes see on this platform, which I really like, and then they continually lose followers for the next few months, and then they spike again, and then they lose followers. Not to say that this is what they've done, but usually that's an indication that someone bought followers. And I actually have no shame towards anybody who buys followers. Can I just be the first to say, I've never bought followers, but I did hire a growth hacker several years ago that really messed with my account for years to come. And for so many of us, what happens on Instagram can feel like this really direct reflection of who we are and our value in the world. And so often we kind of get our value tied up in the optics of social media. And as crazy as this sounds, while that is not ideal and that's not a true reflection of who we are, remember that some people are going through major journeys behind the scenes, and So kind of recognize if they're doing those things behind the scenes, there's probably a lot more going on personally for them than what they're letting on social media. Like just the other day, someone commented on one of my YouTube videos, something about how like I get really low engagement, and I do get low engagement on some of my content. And the reason for that is because I don't hide the content that doesn't perform. And that kind of sat funny with me, and it felt like a really personal attack. And so I just want to remind you guys that like if someone is doing tactics behind the scenes to seem like their optics are in a good place, it's oftentimes because of the onslaught of really cruel comments that people leave if you are not continually growing according to their personal standard of what you should be doing. So not everybody is in a place where consistent growth is something that they're shooting for. Some people are just like trying to keep things going. Does that make sense? So anything that I share with you guys, please don't use this against anybody. If somebody is in that cycle of buying followers, it's a really hard cycle to break. And so if you see that, don't be rude and call them out on it, because you just don't know what journey they're going on internally. So I think that that's really important. But I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been working really well for me on Instagram. And the interesting thing is I still have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. And part of the reason for that is because it takes a lot of effort to grow on Instagram. What I'm going to share with you guys is what's working well for us right now. And the truth is, you guys, it's so much work that like lately I've been thinking a lot about growth, and I swear like my eyes look more tired just because of it, because there's a lot behind the scenes that goes into growth. But what's been working really well for us, and I'm actually pulling up my stats right now as we hang out here, I'm looking at my posting schedule, and it looks like I'm posting on average about 4 posts per day right now on Instagram, and that is an average. So on the weekends, I totally take the weekend off, and I think that that's great and healthy to do. So that's averaging in, including my weekends mostly off, which is kind of neat. So I like to look at this and see that almost everybody who's in growth mode right now, growing consistently on Instagram, is posting somewhere between 3 and 8 posts per day. Now that is post your feeds. That doesn't include Instagram stories. That does include reels shared to your feed specifically on Instagram. That includes IGTV. That includes carousel posts. That includes graphics, photos, etc. Everything that is posted directly to your feed. Now, I'll give you guys this heads up because, like I said, this is really tiring, and I'm going back into growth mode, and sometimes I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so much work for me, for my team, etc. And sometimes it really pays off and it's really fun, and sometimes it's just a lot of work. So if Instagram isn't the main platform that you want to use to grow your business or grow your influence on, then what I would highly recommend is go into more of a maintenance mode, which means maybe like 1 post per day, Monday through Friday, and start with that. Now, there is an unfair advantage of Instagram Reels. It was one of those amazing cultural resets on a platform that changed the game and created the opportunity for exponential growth. If we look at some of my numbers behind the scenes, since I started using Reels consistently, this is actually kind of wild. In December, I grew by 9,200 followers on Instagram. The following month, I grew by, it was like 8,600. The month after that, I grew by about 4,000. And then this month, we are at, over the last 30 days, about 4,000 again in growth. And I personally just grab my TikToks and I remove the watermark from them using an app called SaveTalk. And using SaveTalk, what's kind of interesting is you can literally repurpose all of your TikToks onto Reels as long as they fit under 30 seconds and make sense in this scope of Instagram versus TikTok. So as I'm diving on into these numbers, though, there's some really interesting trends, and I'm going to share this with you guys, because not every day is a positive growth day. There are some days where I share content that makes people say, like, you know, I don't really want to follow her anymore, and that's totally fine. Sometimes people take unfollows as like this personal thing, and I did for a long time too. When someone unfollows you, it just means you've grown past each other. Maybe one of you is growing faster than the other. Maybe you guys are just going on different trajectories. It's okay if people unfollow you. And if we look at my stats over the last 30 days, gosh, let's say we have seven or eight days of negative growth. That means on those days, I lost followers. One is negative 10, one is negative 31, another one is negative 68. But you can't focus on the decline of followers if you're going to grow. Does that make sense? You have to allow some people to go in order to grow. And it's a really interesting thing. So I'm looking at some of these stats, and these are kind of fascinating. If you look, when I've been the most consistent and putting out, gosh, sometimes as many as 10 posts in a day, it almost always seems that for the couple of days that follow, I'll lose some followers for a couple days, and then several days after, I'll have like a day where I'll gain 700 followers on Instagram. So the cool thing with Reels is that their shelf life is longer than posts. Good posts with niche down hashtags can also have an awesome shelf life, but specifically Reels have a longer shelf life. So posting them, you may lose a couple followers initially, but then grow in the future. Now, another thing that I want to share with you, and this is so important, is to engage with people on this platform. That doesn't mean you have to spend an hour a day engaging left and right, but rather it's this idea of making deeper connections with people, whether it's in the DMs, responding to their IG stories, commenting on their content, or even responding to comments on your own content. And I get that that's a lot. So just do the best that you can. And remember that what you put into relationships, you usually get out of it at some point, but also it's great to just have relationships. So those have been some of the things that we've been using that have been working really, really, really well. But I'm going to be up leveling the kind of content that we put out there over the next couple of weeks. So I'm in a research phase right now, which is kind of fun. We're about to cross 125,000 followers, which just to me says like, awesome. The messages that we're sharing are impacting some people, right? They're seeing it. And truth be told, you guys, even if I only had 1,000 followers, that means that you're impacting some people with the messages that you put out there. But I wanted to share this because I think it's helpful to be able to kind of vet the advice that you get behind the scenes. I have no problems with people who are experts behind the scenes, support other businesses with their growth. I have no problem with that. But I like to verify someone's growth in order to bring them on at least a little bit so that I can, before I take their advice, know what results they're getting, or at least find out who their clients have been, and then go ahead and dive on into the stats behind the scenes there so I can see, is there a track record of consistent growth? So I hope this episode supports you. Oh, and by the way, I actually put together 3 powerful resources to support you with growth on Instagram. If you head on over to rachelpeterson.com/show notes, there you will find my Instagram growth bundle, which is totally free, which includes my Instagram algorithm secrets to growth, my 0 to 100,000 followers on Instagram, as well as if I had 100 Instagram followers, this is what I would do to grow. So you can check that out by going to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.